Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. JP, take it away.
Well, it is time once again for JP's miraculous monster miracle montage. But that also means that I got to tell you about Stan McDonald, who is an attorney at the partner, or is it? Let me start over. If I don't start it right, I get messed up. He's at partner at the law firm of Woolmer and Lee out of Huntsville. He's a 30-year veteran of the practice of law. And not only will Stan advocate and fight for your legal needs and rights, but he has been an absolute warrior for causes near and dear to our Right Side roofing community. Attorney Stan McDonald has represented his clients in literally thousands of real estate transactions over the years. And when Stan McDonald is on your side, you have no greater friend. And likewise, your adversary will have no greater foe. So Attorney Stan McDonald, here's his phone number, 256-533-0202. That's Stan McDonald, 256-533-0202. And tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And no representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. And now, stand by for news.
Stand by for news.
Eleven U.S. warships, including our largest carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, are now in the Caribbean. Venezuela is surrounded.
I tell President Donald Trump, with respect, ask for reports from the last 4 years from the FBI and DEA, from the offices in Colombia, so that you can see President Trump, who financed and mobilized the famous Trendyaragua, who brought them into Colombia, who brought them into the United States.
So you're telling this committee that the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, they issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family? You're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how many staffers the administration assigned to answering these phones and helping these kids?
One.
This study, VAERS adjusted data, and other derived from the MIT Florida Department of Health study findings that yield a conservative range of 470,000 to 600,000 American deaths from the COVID-19 mRNA shots, more than World War I, World War II, and Vietnam combined.
According to a new bombshell report from the New York Times, Somalian migrants in Minnesota have defrauded nearly $1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits under Democrat Governor Walz's leadership. A nonprofit and its affiliates with these Somali migrants claim to have fed tens of thousands of American children during the pandemic. They were reimbursed for those meals by taxpayers. However, federal prosecutors found that almost all of those meals were never even delivered to hungry children. In fact, those organizations' leaders spent the money on houses, luxury cars, and real estate in Turkey and Kenya.
What? Wait, you must have sent that one in because I did not see that. Our tax dollars were supposed to go to hungry children that crossed the border, but instead they pocketed and bought houses in Kenya?
Well, this was in Minnesota. So, yeah, Minnesota taxpayer money, yeah.
But, I mean, don't they get federal funds as well?
Yeah. So, I guess, yeah, technically our tax dollars, you could say.
Was that yours or mine? That
was I think...
Did we all send it in?
No, I think I added that one in there as an extra story because I think but all of y'all sent about the same, you know, two stories. I wanted to add one more. So I chose that one because I thought it was pretty red meaty and insane.
It's very insane.
Okay. So the irony does not go over my head as some things do. You're not buying some luxurious house in America that you claim you want to live in. You're going to Kenya?
Yeah, exactly.
And so they really do just hate us.
Yeah.
They really do just, they don't want anything. Mm-mm. They're here just to conquer and take over.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because if you love it here, you buy a house in Montecito in California, like overlooking off Highway 1 and you're overlooking the Pacific. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you go to Kenya.
Oh, there's so much to unpack. It's a good thing we're here.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going
to
do.
A whole lot to go into.
Yeah. All right. Got to take a break again. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. We are in the midst of unpacking our first big story from the montage.
The montage.
Or montage, if you want. So during the break, I was looking up a little timeline to find out just how we ended up with people pocketing $1 billion.
Is that just in Minnesota?
In Minnesota through copious amounts of fraud. Mm-hmm. Nothing to see here. Tampon Tim couldn't exactly answer the questions. I mean, I'm not a smart man is basically the things when he talks, you think really like I want to believe otherwise, but I can't.
Wait, what do you want to believe?
I want to believe that he's not who he portrays, which is a bumbling fool. But when he speaks, I don't know what else to think because he never has any answers. He seems like he was the last to know what was going on, and it's never his fault, ever. And so I wonder, Obama brought them in. He settled 43,000 Somalia refugees in Minnesota. As of 2016, there were around 80,000 Somalians in Minnesota. And then I started wondering, because, you know, we had that little meeting last night, Allison.
Yeah.
I wonder how long, yes, they were coming in since the 90s. Yes, you've got Obama. Then you've got another resettlement going on. How long before they changed their laws for their new refugees? How long before cousins could marry each other? Remember they tried to pull that in Tennessee mm-hmm. a few weeks back? I wonder how long it took them from being settled to changing the flag of Minnesota to reflect the flag of Somalia. I mean, that's the ultimate troll in sign of disrespect. I wonder how long that took, because isn't that a blueprint for us to look at, mm-hmm. learn from, and then take action for us here?
What do you have an answer?
No.
Do we want to? I mean, I'm going with 40 years. I don't know why.
But it makes sense. It's a generation.
It's a generation, and it's just long enough to. Y'all, I've done. Was it Allie from Athens? One of the very first shows we did, where she called in and talked about the Mecca strategy mm-hmm. and the Medina
yes.
strategy.
Yeah.
I've done more research on that. It's all real. It's all there. And this whole, you know, and people said, and we watched it last night at the Hoover City Council or the Hoover Planning and Zoning meeting, which I hope we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. They seem so reasonable and so kind. And even on my Facebook page when I was posting about just posting about meeting information, I didn't even say anything controversial. Some people from the Islamic Academy found my post and they were like, we're so excited to come in and be in your neighborhood and we can't wait to get to know everybody there. And it sounds so amicable. And so like they really do just want to be a part. That's never the mission though. Ever, ever, ever. That's how they get in. That's how they got in Dearborn. That's how they got in Minnesota. And now they're raising their own flag. And so I don't think it takes very long because most of us will go, but they're so nice. Mm. They just want a place to go.
Right. And that's, they constantly use our goodness against us. And you're right. Oh, but they're so nice. When, as you and I are doing our homework and deep diving on these issues, you think, yeah, that is never your plan. And when are the people who think, oh, this is just so innocent, going to wake up and go, oh. I mean, you can be blind right now, but we're commanded to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. So we'll be gentle while being wise because we're watching what's going on around our country. And those people wish they could do things differently to the same kinds of people who came in and were really sweet and nice and friendly. And they may even be really good friends. But understand, if that is what they follow, they have a mission that is wholly other than what we're about.
I think the most disturbing part of what's coming out, whether it's from Venezuela, and we had the clip of Maduro basically saying, look, I'll give you what you want, Trump, which is to say the Biden administration facilitated all these gang members, all these prisoners, all these illegal immigrants coming in. Then you have the Somali-Afghan resettlement and Republicans and Democrats alike pushing to get them settled here. And then you have, you know, just the border crossings, the flood open. You have all the fraud that is facilitated by our government. So what are we doing? And how do you fight that when it is your own people that you've elected, that you've trusted to make these decisions? We can't go close the border. I can't sign some executive order or rescind one, but we elect these people to do it, and they are actively working against us and what is in the best interest of America and their own people that they vowed, actually ran and spent a lot of time and money to represent. So I don't know, besides like last night, the Hoover Planning and Zoning, they voted to not recommend that the Islamic Academy move to this office park in Meadowbrook. It was a huge win. Now the city council still has to vote. But I'm telling you, it all starts on the local level. Amen. That's the only thing. You've got to get involved with your school boards. You've got to get involved. Just go PTO. Go be a room mom. Go decorate a door and listen to what's happening in the halls and get educated on what's going on. Because on the federal level, but if we can start in our communities, I think we have a chance to fight back at this. But Abs, what are your thoughts after listening to that and going, it seems insurmountable?
I think the first thing that I can recommend is, and I'll be a broken record about this, go download or find out. Larry Taunton has a new podcast on Islam, the Just Thinking Guys on political Islam. We need to understand what we're doing. And we need to say, you know what, this is, I know it was just no quarter November, but we need to be no help. We cannot be helpless about this. We have to get educated and then decide where we will immediately plug in, immediately get to work. Yes, we will get to know our neighbors, but we have to absolutely understand that in 50 other countries around the world, they are completely Islamic. Look at the state of those states. They are not flourishing. They are not good. They do not have anything to do with freedom. We need to understand, you need only look over at England and look at how quickly that spread like wildfire, how quickly prayers happen in the public square, how quickly one rape an hour is reported in London. And the social services you used yesterday, you talked about the IQ because of inbreeding. This isn't just an Amish inbreeding situation. This is legit inbreeding that's using up significant resources in England. We only need to look there. They cannot have Christmas Kindle markets in Germany anymore because they are intimidated into shutting things down. Parts of Italy are that way. We are absolute, I don't want to use the word, we have an opportunity to avoid foolishness. If we'll only bravely be the watchmen and watchwomen on the wall and call back to our brothers and sisters and say, this is what's coming, what are you going to do about it? We do not have any excuse. No more excuses, guys. This 2026, no excuses. What are you doing?
JP, I just resent you a clip that it's kind of hard to understand because they're speaking Irish.
Oh, yeah.
But this is what's happening in Ireland, and maybe we can get to it after the break. But everybody needs to pay attention. It's kind of what we were talking about yesterday that, yeah, we're in a war. It's a cold war. And it's not going to stay cold forever. And in Ireland, it's actually moved to the next level. And if we're not careful, we're going to do the same. We've got to lobby our federal. I mean, yes, you need to be talking to Washington, D.C. about this. I do think, and especially after last night, I do think that we make a difference. Mm-hmm. I have hope.
Agree.
Because I'll be honest with the planning and zoning in Hoover. Like the Islamic Academy had submitted this application for rezoning, and then they pulled it back, and then they resubmitted it. And I'm in my skeptical brain of 2025. I go, they worked out a deal. Mm. Planning and zoning is in their pocket now. Which maybe they still are. Maybe city council will vote for it, even after the planning and zoning recommended not to. I don't know. Maybe we all got punked last night. But to see the turnout and the people that showed up, from parents to grandparents to empty nesters to teachers to business owners. It was so encouraging. And the men that stepped up.
Oh, man.
I was so refreshed.
Very, very encouraged about the whole situation.
It was, it gave me hope. I couldn't be there, but I watched online. And I know you have people that were there, and you could maybe probably give us a better rundown of what happened. But it did let me go, I think we make a difference. And but we have to engage. And I know people say, we all talk about this every day. Yes, we do. Because this is the existential threat right now. We can get rid of the income tax. We can have all the tariffs. We can have, you know, whatever. Gas can drop by 10 cents. Doesn't matter if we're all in hijabs under Sharia law in 10 years.
Because please understand, that is not hyperbole. That's real.
No, 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 no.
This is stated. This is, we don't have to be fluffy about it. We don't, this is not being ridiculous. This is in their own documents, three of them that they take seriously, the trilogy. This is what they're after. This is their stated goal. They are not shrinking back from what that is. And so neither should we, because we, remember I said this yesterday, they have no borders. They have no boundaries. The world is their oyster. They don't hesitate to do whatever they need to do to get what they want to get. So what that means is that we have to understand that and be willing to fight back, because if we want America to continue to be the melting pot, the key word there is melt. And what does the word melt assume?
Y'all squish together. You can't tell the difference.
Exactly. Assimilation. And who refuses to assimilate time and again? It's not us.
You know what else would be really good to play, JP, is that other, the former Muslim who's now a Christian pastor.
I love
that
guy.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Could That's we do a good that? One, too.
Yeah.
We could maybe play. And I think you said we had some texts, too.
We do have some texts. I mean, we have some time here if we want to read some of them. Let's see. First, we got Jeff from Indiana, who says, I imagine if any of those 65,000 calls they got for those children would have been answered if they was just trying to trans. I guess he's trying to say if they were trans. I bet there's a lot of people on that hotline, frowning face.
He's not wrong.
Mike from Florence, talking about Popeyes earlier, said Popeyes was in Louisiana long before North Alabama. In 1982, I went there with my boss in New Iberia and ordered large onion rings and large liver. The reasonably priced large was actually more like a family size. I ate it all. Miserable the rest of the workday. Not as good now as it was back then, though. Being in Louisiana, they always had a gallon of pickled jalapenos on the counter. Chris from Sterrett, Alabama. I don't agree with this one. He said Huntsville, nope. Madison, nope. Knoxville, yes.
Okay. All right.
Wait, Knoxville, Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
What? Go Vols!
Ugh.
Look at that! That was awesome.
Bless. But thanks,
Chris.
It
was a great place to grow up.
Yeah.
It's really pretty up there.
We also had John from Huntsville on here real quick. He was texting earlier. He said, turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for Christmas is the way I go.
Okay.
He said, Popeyes is my second favorite chicken. Publix chicken is number one.
Oh, Publix chicken is so good.
Wait, Publix chicken?
They're chicken fingers?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't think they're cooked in beef tallow. They're cooked in crack. They are so good.
Oh, I'm going to have to try them.
Oh, they're so good.
We did have some at a Sunday lunch. Those are very good. That was my first time to try those.
No, there's a delicious. Little bit of spice in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, my friend Paige brought them.
Not a fan of their pub subs, though. I know everybody loves a pub sub.
You know what? Their pub subs has too much bread, not enough sauce. It got drier over the years.
Did you get your sauce?
I didn't have enough sauce. I didn't think it was just a delicious sandwich like a Jersey Mike's.
What is it they say when you order a Philly cheesesteak up at Whiz? They put whiz cheese on everything.
Whiz.
You got a, what is it? Gino's. They're right across from each other. We went there.
Gino's and Shakey's?
Nah,
Gino's and that one.
And Tino's.
And that's exactly what it is.
But anyway, yeah, it's like whiz. You didn't have enough whiz on your sandwich?
I didn't have enough wheel. I needed some more sauce on your sandwich. I did make friends with the lady making the pub sub, but I was disappointed after. I was like, wow, I wasted a lot of air. No.
There it is again.
Always comes up.
All right. When we come back, I want to get your rundown from
Bird's
Eye, what happened.
Okay.
And there's something else I want to talk about, but I can't remember. Oh, we're going to play that clip. Okay, we're going to play the clip. We'll be back.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. And I think Allison sent JP a little story, a little clip we're going to play.
She did.
And then, JP, I know that you just grabbed a cup of coffee, but I'm pretty sure you've got some thoughts on this whole situation. Did you get your coffee?
I did get my coffee, yeah. Okay. Well, you want to play the clip?
Yes.
Well, okay. Wait. We got to set it up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because for those of you that aren't watching online, you're going to miss out. It's a room, don't know, but hanging behind these three masked men. They're all in black. They've got beanies on and masks over their face. Are two of them holding like
guns,
bazookas?
Yeah. They're holding weapons for sure.
And behind them is a giant Irish flag, and it's hanging. And it looks like an Al-Qaeda, you know, you're in a cave making a video. But this is in Ireland. These are Irishmen. You have to kind of adjust your ears so you can understand it.
Okay, I'm adjusting.
But this is where they are in Ireland with all the immigration issues.
To the people of Newry, Moore and Down, we, the New Republican Movement, have watched their councillors and MLAs over the past 12 months. The level of disrespect shown to the people who put you into power, this cannot be ignored any longer. We are proud men of Ireland. We are patriots. Your policies and decision-making regards to flooding our communities with undocumented military-aged men is not acceptable. We will not sit back any longer and watch our culture and religion destroyed by the people we put in power. Also, the sexual indoctrination of our children in schools has not went unnoticed either. The New Republican Movement will take immediate action against anyone who threatens our ways of life and the safety of our women and children. We have your addresses and known your movements. Every one of you are legitimate targets as of today. The New Republican Movement, 28/11/25.
So basically, if you missed it, they're sitting there with their guns and they are telling all the elected officials that allowed this mass migration, that allowed this takeover of their country, of their culture, that allowed their kids to be indoctrinated. They have their home addresses, their names, where they work, and literally they are coming for them. That's where Ireland is.
There's a lot of ways to deal with it before you get to that point, you know? Like, that's the pretty radical, we don't want to get to that point. But in America, if a lot of things don't change, then I feel like that's kind of the road we're on, unfortunately. There's a lot of off-ramps we can get off of before that, but it takes the Republican Party actually doing something and doing, you know, accomplishing things. But that's the stage we don't want to be at. And although I agree with what their message is, like, their way of going about it is too much.
But what if, you know, they are years ahead of us in this? I mean, you look at London and you look at what's happening in Europe, Ireland. They're years ahead of us. So have they exhausted all of those steps and nobody's listening and they're rigging elections and they're putting in these people that... Does that mean we have to go to a break?
That is the bumper music, yeah.
Ah. Ew. That stinks.
Radio.
Okay. But, I mean, you wonder... Are we not that far? Because it doesn't seem like either political party is going to do anything about this.
I agree. There's off-ramps we can take, but we got to have the GOP actually do something.
Can we talk about those off-ramps on the other side?
Yeah. For show.
Okay, when we come back, we'll figure it all out in the next segment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP, and we are having a Nacho Average Tuesday show. And we're discussing basically the Somali fraud. I don't know if you guys saw in the last hour that, is it Jacob Fry, who's the mayor of Minneapolis, told the Minnesotans that he stood with them even though there were 100 federal agents on their way to deal with the fraud. He said, we stand with you.
How can you even stand with that? You're basically saying, I stand with theft and everything illegal and everything that's wrong and... You know, if it had been a bunch of conservatives stealing, there would be no standing.
They'd be in jail already.
They'd be under the jail.
That's
a good point. That, well said, JP. Yeah.
They would be hanged in the town square, like
finito.
Gone.
It's finished.
Like the little J6 grandmother that's still in prison.
But you have to also think that there are people that we know and are friends with, maybe on the outer skirts of maybe acquaintance, who think that that's right, Jacob Fry. You should stand with them. They're just refugees and they need our help.
What does Jacob Fry look like?
He looks like a biscuit.
Hideous.
He looks like a baking soda biscuit.
If y'all have the live stream up, I can pull up a picture and put him up over there.
Yeah.
Show me Jacob Fry.
We stand with you.
He's the newly reelected Minnesota mayor, by the way. He's the guy that was kneeling at a George Floyd's casket crying. I don't know if you remember that or not.
So he's an actor.
Pretty much.
For the highest bidder.
By Pelosi.
Okay. That's great.
Here's a...
Let me see this biscuit.
Here's a picture of him.
It's exhausting.
Oh! He looks just like I thought he would. What a weasel.
He's a weasel.
Little curly, slick hair.
He's also the one that, after the Catholic school shooting, said that thoughts and prayers weren't enough.
Okay.
What do you want?
What's enough, Jacob Fry?
Hey, well, he wants everybody's guns taken away. That's his solution.
Oh, that's funny. You know, in our next story, when we get to Venezuela, which my husband was there right before it became a socialized country, guess what they took away first? Their guns.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, anywho, I digress.
We got some text, by the way, on this topic. Jeremy from Madison says, God bless Ireland. Proud to be Irish, part Scottish, part Jewish. Me as well. My mom's family came over from Ireland, the Kehoes, in the early 1800s. That's my kin people.
That's neat.
I've never been to the fatherland, though.
I would not mess with the Irish. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, I think...
They're scrappy and a little irrational in the best way.
Apparently, if you read Thomas Sowell's book, and I can't remember the name of it right now, the Irish did settle in the South.
I thought you were about to tell me you were half Irish, too, and I was
No, I was
going to
tell you, my son-in-law
out.
Is...
Oh, yeah, he's clearly Irish.
He's a redhead.
And I wouldn't mess with him either.
No, we do not. Mm-mm.
No.
I have a really good son-in-law. Anywho, okay, so the text.
Oh, we got Mike from Florence. He said, after January 6th, I started asking, how bad would it have to get and how far would you go to protect the country from the federal government? Sure makes me wonder. Mike from Athens said, will Fry go to jail with them also?
Yes, perhaps. If you want to show your allegiance and stand with them, then put yourself in there as well.
Okay, David from Huntsville's being a smart aleck. He said, Minnesota mayor, do you mean Minneapolis mayor?
Yeah, we all knew what you meant.
Minneapolis mayor. Funny.
Ha ha.
So funny.
Wait, why is that?
That's not funny.
That's what he is, right?
Yeah, he's a Minneapolis mayor. But
Minneapolis
I guess
you said Minnesota, but I knew what you meant.
Me? I said Minnesota?
Yeah, you did.
Oh. Well, Minneapolis.
You said
I probably said it too, but I said Minnesotans because that covers everybody.
You're not a Minnesotian?
No. You're a Minnesotan.
Well, he's not even the Minneapolis mayor. He's the Somalian mayor at this point.
He is the Somalian mayor.
Is he the one that spoke
the Somalian
flag
mm-hmm.
when he was reelected?
Yeah,
just recently.
Yeah, he needs to be punched in the face.
Yeah, he needs to go.
No, seriously, somebody. Nobody come at me. But like people like that, they just need a good butt kicking, like in an alley.
You just want to get real fast, just an uppercut. Just
you need to get your butt kicked and pull yourself together.
So, and if anybody's getting upset about what Trump is saying, please save it. We don't have time for that. This is not that time.
No.
Okay? What's Trump saying?
Well, he's going off on Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. But so.
You were talking about when he called Tim Walz a retard and then doubled down on it again and said something's not right with that man.
How about let's just save it there, Trump. Like something isn't right with him, but he's gone off. He's torching Ilhan Omar.
Well, why wouldn't you? Is that wrong?
Well, but the same people who think that Jacob Fry is the cat's meow also will think that Trump is being rude and terrible for saying what he's saying. It's not our fault. We didn't dump people off in an American city knowing they weren't going to assimilate and then act surprised when this happened, when a billion-dollar fraud happened. Come on, man.
Yeah, a billion with a B in one state, Minnesota.
One.
All from Somalians.
Yeah. How about that restaurant that they pretended they were feeding all those people? Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that? You Minnesota's attorney general who was basically, there's an email or something where it talks about he was going to support the Somalians for campaign donations.
Yeah.
I mean, Minnesota, we just need to blow it up.
We need to start over.
Well, you asked, I think last segment, like, what are the off ramps to stop us from getting
to do, JP?
Ireland's point of like civil war, almost, it looks like. Pretty much what Trump put out in his Truth Social, what was it, this past weekend, do all of that. Like, do it.
Well, what did he say?
Don't truth it. Just do it. You know, remigration is the only solution. All third world immigration permanently needs to be shut off, and all the third world immigrants that are currently here need to be shipped out. You know, Afghans, Somalians, that is the solution. Because, you know, we talked about the National Guard terror incident, how tragic it was. It literally gave Trump a reason to get rid of the Afghans that are here. This one is an even bigger reason, in my opinion, in terms of you got a group of all the same people in terms of Somalians that are here committing fraud out in the open. That is your that is your perfect opportunity. That's low-hanging fruit to go in and deport them. Send ICE into there and get rid of these people because they literally committed a felony, I believe, a fraud right in front of you. That's your reason. So the off-ramp is for the GOP to get active and start getting rid of, you know, these people. And everything Trump said in his Truth Social was perfect. You know, remigration being the answer. It's a lot of Republicans, quote unquote, won't even say remigration. That's the answer, is get action. And then you start to win, you know, support with the GOP. And we just need solutions because the left, God forbid, if they ever come back into power, they're going to have action. And it's going to be debilitating. So that's the only answer, is for while the GOP is in power to get action swift and get rid of these people. That's the answer.
And it has to be codified. It can't be an executive order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to be gone, and then there needs to be codified laws to prevent anything like that happening again, and just shut off legal and illegal immigration. That's the answer.
Yeah. No, it is the only answer. This is our house, and we have to protect it. Nobody's hiding their intentions. Please be very, very clear about that. They're not hiding their intentions. We can't hide our intentions. So, yeah, this is a long, we've got a long way to go. They have a 100-year plan. We have no plan. This starts now. This is the plan. Remigration.
Well, and they essentially get to that point in Ireland when they lose trust in the system as a whole, so they have to take action upon themselves. So if even the GOP, you know, if even the GOP can't save us, quote unquote, like if we vote for these people like Lindsey Graham and others with Republican, you know, by their name, even though they're not really conservative, and they're the ones still advocating for, you know, Muslim immigration. Even like John Kennedy, who you think is a great one, even he's advocating for, you know, remigration, or excuse me, the third world immigration. Like if those guys aren't even, you know, spearheading it, then that's when you lose hope altogether. And I'm not trying to be like a doomsday guy, but that's how you get to that point, is when the elected officials you vote in to do something, when they say they're going to do something and then they don't do it, mm-hmm. that's when you're like, okay, well, then I had to do something.
That's right.
So the GOP as a whole, as a collective, there's good ones there, but the system as a whole, I feel like, is just not, it's not about the right action. Even when you vote for somebody, you know, with an R by their name that's supposed to do certain things, and then they don't even do it. It's like, okay, well, the system as a whole is corrupted, so.
So is Trump going to do it?
I hope so. I mean, he's acting like he's going to do it. He's talking about doing it, and I mean, he did only put up that truth, like, this past weekend, so hopefully soon, you know, we start to see some third world kickback, you know, get him out of here soon. But if he's saying, if he's going to do what he says, then I think it's a great, yeah, great plan of action. But we just have to see if he's actually going to do it.
We're so easily distracted too. Like if he were to truth something else, we'd be like squirrel and kind of forget. And I sometimes wonder if that's what they count on. Yeah. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it really strongly and in all caps. And I'm going to be forceful. They'll calm down. Then we'll just move on.
Just throw him the red meat.
Because I'm kind of like, you didn't need an excuse. The National Guardsmen didn't have to die.
Exactly, yeah.
So why didn't we do this before? I'm all for it, but I don't know. I mean, he's not a stupid person. So no,
but
you know the answer.
Cheap
know,
labor for the people giving him money.
Well, there's something else that went away when this whole story broke. What were we talking about last week?
Epstein.
Where'd that go?
Still got 30 days for Pambani to go through and flag the national security interests.
I'm just saying, no one's talking
about
that.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Good point, Abs.
So I just, you know.
It pretty much doesn't. Yeah, you're right.
So it's gone. So you're right. We are very distracted. But you're also right, JP. It's up to us, because we cannot count on them to do what they are supposed to do. Even at our council or the planning and zoning meeting last night, you know, you're watching that, figuring out who is bought off.
You think you can tell?
Yes. Based on things that were said, trying to punt the issue to the city council rather than making a decision last night, there was definitely, not for most of the committee, but there was definitely some cowardice going on by a particular person. So we have to pay attention. This only works if we're all involved.
Yeah.
That's the way this was set up. And that takes more. We're tired. Who has time for this? Who cares? Look at the guys in Ireland. They wish that they would have started a long time ago.
I agree. I will say last night I was very, it's usually the Karens, which, you know, I can be a Karen on some issues, so I'm not judging Karens. Sometimes we need some good Karens, but it's usually the moms, the women that are up there talking about their kids or school or whatever, traffic. And several women spoke, but the men that stepped up last night was so refreshing, and that's what it's going to take. And if they can step up and stand in the gap now, we might not have to have them in masks with like AR-15s with the American flag behind them in a cave. Just saying. Like you said, there's several steps in between here and there. So let's explore those.
How about
that?
But yeah, and this is my last point of the left is so pissed off with the antics of, you know, the posts that the administration is making. I mean, like, you look at these protests and the ICE guys are laughing while throwing protesters around. Like, that's great, but if you don't do what you need to do to actually crush the left so that if they were to get back in power, they literally can't do anything, then they come back into power, they're coming for blood, and they don't have an action problem like the GOP does.
Yeah.
They march in order, and they go, you know, with their you know, orders, their directives, and they just go and they do it. So it's great, you know, the talk is great, but if you don't actually dismantle Antifa, get rid of the third world immigrants, you know, quickly before even the midterms, then I really don't want to see what a Democrat-led, you know, nation looks like. So, like, this is not like a, oh, we're screwed. This is a kick in the butt. Let's go.
Like now or never kind of thing. On that note, we'll be right back.